In Simon Shin Mem, we did Sif Aleph and Beis. We're looking at the Bir Halacha. I guess plural is Biure Halacha, I guess would be the correct Bir Halachas if you want to be real American. So he gets involved in multiple Rishonim, understand the Gemara along the lines of the Rivosh and the Ran, that it's called Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa when he's doing the Malacha in order to be Miyapa the Guf, even though he has no need for the hair or for the Sipra Naim. And he brings the Rishonim, we're not getting involved in that. Okay. Okay, now, I mentioned to you yesterday, Mishabura talks about the Div Chatzi Shir, so there is a discussion about whether the Din of Chatzi Shir by Malachas, or is it only by, do you find the rule of Chatzi Shir only by foods? So take a look over here in this Bir Halacha Al Shtei Saris. So I'm Mishabura, he sent you to the Mishabura, Bahumi Magan Avram, that even one hair is Aser, it's because Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. The opinion of the Shabbos is that it's not one hair is not also midiraisa; it's only two hairs, so there's no din of chatzi shir being also midiraisa by over here. It says
the
chen kasev rama behead of parak yudches alocha chavgimel the chol malachas the Shabbos im also chatzi shir yesh behen iser. So the Rambam says, he says a statement by all of the Malachas, there's a din of Chatzi Shir, is also min HaTorah, not just by food. It includes writing one letter, it includes taking one hair, etc. So there's a din of Chatzi Shir Midaraisa by these as well, not just by food. Now, the Gemara in Yuma says two reasons why Chatzi Shir is Aser. One is because Chazalit Sidrufei. It's part of a process which you can then complete by adding doing more. And the second one is because of a pasuk of Kol Chaylev. So he says the time the Chalit Litzarufe, the Omer Shomba Yuma Daf Ayin Dal Shakam Bezet. The argument of the Chalit Litzarufe applies over here also. When he cuts a second hair, it would be a full shear. So one hair is already is Chalit Litzarufe. It's roy to be mitzdarif. So Kol Chaylev is not limited only to foods, where the Torah wrote it by example of a food. We're learning out with the Mamatzino to everywhere that there's a din of Chatzi Shir. Rabbi Yochan understands that the logic which compels him to understand why the Torah Asher Kol Chaylev is because Chazalit Zerufei, it's right to be mitzaref. Him ken hu adim b'chol davar Chazalit Zerufei. V'divrei Chacham Tzvi v'simen peivav shirotz l'chalak b'chat terutza bein hashavin rotz l'chiyach tzorosu bein hatoises d'chukimoy. The Chacham Tzvi, which differentiates between food and other yisurim, is a dachuk. Okay. Fine. So the Mishabura is very, very clearly on record that he understands that Chatzi Shir applies to Malachas of Shabbos on a Torah level. Okay. So next Bir Halacha. Yesh la'ayin. So this case over here, we're saying even one hair is enough to be chayiv. Is that because all there was is one hair? So that's very significant. He got rid of the one hair, which is problematic. Let's say there's multiple white hairs. So one hair really doesn't do that much. On the other hand, it's more chashiv than just one hair. So yesh la'ayin im Dafka Kishahirak Seir Achas, this whole halacha that is chayiv in one hair, it's only if there's only one hair. She was then moral likuta lisyapis oken chashiv in halacha. So that over there, removing that one hair accomplishes his intent of making him look younger. So it's a malacha, mashenkin, kishanishir oyed harbe. If there are other white hairs, so he didn't really do too much. So that's one possibility. Oh, after the mikomokim misyapiksas, or we argue each act of removing a hair is an act of ipui.
How do you translate ipui?
Making look beautifying.
Beautifying.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so he ties into Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, Vinei Yerushalmi, Perkal Galo, Linyan Barer Isa. So the Yerushalmi, regards to Barer, says the following thought, the Malacha of Barer. Omer Rebbe Yudan, Hayershev Alakri, Ubarer Kalayam, Ein Mischaev. So the problem was, because they would store their piles of grain in this place they would store it, there was little pebbles, other things which get mixed in. So they would pick out the pebbles. So you don't really accomplish what you want to accomplish, that you should have a pebble-free pile until you get all the pebbles out. So Yerushalmi says he's not chayiv until he gets all the pebbles out. It doesn't work because there's still pebbles. Okay, now, Bilchara, who had been Yerushalmi lefi Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi would say the same thing over here. If there's more hairs left, he's not going to be chayiv. So now he tells you to look back at what he said back in Borer, right? That in the beginning of Shinya Tess. Trying to get right now. He was Masha from the Bible, not like this Yerushalmi. According to Yerushalmi, the Chiyuv, when you have a large pile, the Chiyuv isn't until you remove all of the psoilus. Until then, you haven't really accomplished anything.
Well, I'm not sure you're saying you haven't accomplished anything. I mean, if you got a pile with lots of pebbles...
Okay, so the Yerushalmi says not like you. But the Bavli argues, okay. So he's a Madaik from the Bavli, not like that. I'm not finding it right now. Okay, I am not finding it right now. I'm sorry. Fine. Okay, Sif Gimel. So now he's going to move into the malacha of Mochek and Kersiv.
Oh, I mean.
So he starts with Mochek. So a person in Mochek is erasing. Hamochek diyo shalaklaf. Oishava shalapinkas. So not only is the malacha of mochek relevant if a person erases letters, but if there is a splash of ink on the page, on the parchment, and by erasing it, I create a place where it's possible to write, that also goes into the malacha of mochek. A person erases the ink which is on the parchment. Oshav shalapinkas, they had the wax tablet which you would write on, and sometimes there was they had to remove some of the wax to be able to write. So they're now, by smoothing it out, he makes it that you could write in it again. So the shear for moichik is to be moichik an area which is large enough to be able to write two letters there. So moichik is only chayiv if it's amanas lichtoiv, erasing with the intent to then use that area to write. And the shear for writing is to oisius. So the person who's moichik amanas lichtoiv shtei oisius is chayiv. Okay. That's the Mechaber. Now, the Ramah takes a more common example. Oser l'shabra uga. You have a cake which has shekosav aleha kimin oisius. It has writing on it.
Well, like icing?
Alva b'shenu mechaber rak l'chilo. Davi merchik. Even though what he's not really, his goal over here is not amanas lichtov. He's not erasing to be able to write something else there, so it's not going to be the raisa. But since his goal is just to eat it, but this process of erasing the letters will be problematic. Now, so Moshe asked, "Is the example of icing?" We'll see. Mr. Berman might differentiate between the case where the letters are written on top of the cake. Or if it's actually embedded in the cake, like you have like a printed, some cookies come with like word letters printed into the cookie itself. There might be a difference in halacha between writing on top of the cookie or the cake, or writing which is the actual cookie or cake. So that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah.
Why would they be different?
You know what? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, okay? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So he starts with the Mechir Tiyo. This is Sivkat and Tess. And obviously, if the situation will be that he wrote letters incorrectly and he needs to erase them to be able to write the correct letters, so erasing letters is that's the ikur malach of marchik. We are now, the Shulchan Aruch is adding a chiddush. Not only is erasing letters called marchik, but erasing a ink blotch it's also called moichik shalaklaf. Bezmanim hoyer regilim litzav alaklaf. They used to write on parchment, so that's what he discussed on the klaf. Who then kakol kiyatz bezep? So any similar scenario that we have the same din. Like we'll see later on. You can write on wood, write on pieces of wood. It doesn't have to be necessarily something which is soft like parchment or paper. If you're writing on a hard surface, also is called ksiva. And how do I know? And mechika, shekein hoya b'mishkan b'kroshim k'el zafkan. The writing in the mishkan was that they would, the kroshim, which the mishkan was built out of, the upright boards that the Mishkan was built out of were set in a certain order, and they always kept in that order. And the way they kept track of that was they would have writing to pair them. You put an aleph on the first one, on the Let's say, for argument's sake, the Mizrach was open, and your first Kerish was on your southeast corner, so the side of the board which would be facing east, facing west, you'd put an aleph, and then the next board, the side which was facing east, you put an aleph. So you know that these two go together, or you put a beis according to some. Mm-hmm. So you know these two go together, and then the next one would be beis and gimel, or beis, and you'd keep them in the pairs like that.
Where was their mechika?
If they wrote the wrong letter. So the case over here was that the scenario over here, where there weren't letters there, and he's erasing this to be able to write letters there. Okay, now, what about a different scenario? You had writing there already, and now ink spilled on top of the letters which are already written. Or you using a wax candle, and some of the wax on the candles spilled onto the letters, and now you can't read the letters. So you want to erase away this covering which is blocking you being able to see your ability, blocking your ability to be able to see the letters beneath it. You want to erase that away, so you can't do that on Shabbos. So the Bach says, even though you're not going to be writing anything there, the letters are written already, but there's something preventing you from reading the letters. When you erase away the covering, you now have the letters visible. So that's equivalent of being moichik in order to get letters. So even though it's not going to write letters there, you're just going to use the letters which are already written, but it's a positive act of being moichik to get letters to be able to be read. So that the bachol, that's going to be chayiv. Even if it's only one letter, yeshizor the yeshizor al kaponim, even one letter is usher. And like the Mishnah Berurah said before, he holds one letter is also made a rice, which is just not chayiv. Okay. So this is the quote from the Bach. Haviyu ha'ol Shabbos hataz ha'yirabah. And this Bach is quoted by multiple Akronim. Now, Gamma Magan of Rom Masha Shehud Nusarva the Beshai B'shal HaSever Yesh B'ma Shum Mechiko V'huadim in the Tifas Kalev Ayin V'yolo. The same thing is true when Kalev is tallow. So the same thing will be different. There's no difference between wax or tallow in that respect. Okay.
The Kalev,
yeah. Now the Birlocha, we'll touch on the Birlocha. The Birlocha disagrees with the Bach. The Birlocha quotes that the Shus Yaakov disagrees with the Bach, and the Shus Yaakov argues that in the case of the Yo, which the letters by being covered with ink on top of ink, you really lost your letter. So when he scratches away the ink and allows the letter to come into form, that's a mocha gamanas lichtev. But when it's a case of wax, where the letter is really there, it's just covered and blocked, removing it is not called a malacha mocha gamanas lichtev, because the letters already are actually there. It's just removing a covering over something, and that's not called, that would not go into a malacha according to the Shus Yaakov, and the Rilacha will talk about that. Okay, now, so what do you do during laning? Middle of Shabbos morning during laning. So on a Monday or Thursday, what you do is you pause and you scrape away the wax, and then you read the letter. Well, I'm just telling you, according to the Bach, you cannot scrape away the wax on Shabbos. So what do you do? After also the salak has Shabbos v'chelav, so you can't remove the Shabbos v'chelav. So maybe we should say that you should take out a different Sefer Torah. No, you can't do that either, because the Sefer Torah is not possible, because the letter is there, even though it's considered an act of mechika to make the letter visible, because you need it for kriya purposes. So that there's a positive act, but regards to the kashas of the Sefer is kosher. So you put the sefer back, you're intimating the sefer as possible. So you can't scratch it away. You shouldn't put the sefer Torah back. So what do? So he says you should read that word balpeh. Derechaim says during Aliyah you don't pause the Aliyah to read a sefer different. You just read it by pen. You go right there. It's bein gavra legavra. You switch the sefer. But according to the Chayyadim and the Prima Gadim, even bein gavra legavra, you don't take it. The sefer is kosher. You read that word by pen. And that's it. That's how he understands. So where do you find the reading of Kriyas HaTorah Baal Peh? So you find in the Mishnah Yuma that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol at one point during the day would actually he would lay in three parshiyas. So he would lay in the parsha of Akrei Mois. Then he would lay in parshas, the parsha of Yom Kippur and Amor, and then parshas Pinchas. So the Mishnah says that he would not take a second sefer. He wouldn't roll the sefer because of Tirchah Tzibura. He would read the last parsha Baal Peh. He would say it Baal Peh because of Tirchah Tzibura. So you see a scenario where because of Tirchah Tzibura, we allow that the kriya should be done Baal Peh, and that's acceptable. So what they're saying over here is that this word being said Baal Peh is acceptable because of the Tirchah Tzibura of not taking out another sefer. Okay. So
Tirchah works like the covet of the sefer.
Well, that's the machlokes between the Derech Chaim and the Prima Gadim and the Chayyadim. Ben Gavra LeGavra, do you switch or not? So Derech Chaim holds you switch Ben Gavra LeGavra, which means the only issue is Tirchah Tzibura. So Ben Gavra LeGavra, you can switch it. Chayyadim, Prima Gadim say you don't switch any Ben Gavra LeGavra. You read it by pen, you just keep going. You keep using that sefer because Betz in the sefer is kosher. So, or even if you realize, sound like from them, even if you realize, you visualize that in the next Aliyah you're going to have this problem, you don't switch. According to the Chayyadim. Okay, so then we gave a scenario of that you're erasing the wax which is on the pinkas. So what's that about? Hainu. Excuse me. Shadarkan Hoyuli took Tapia Pinkasayan Bashaba, Knelir Shamalov. They would cover a board with wax, and then they were able to write on it. Vimnafal is a tissue shaiba aladaf. So now there's one place, there's a clump of wax which fell on the board. So that doesn't work. Now you can't write there because it's too much wax. So you took this extra wax off to be able to use the board in a regular fashion to write there. So that removal of that wax is a form of moichik. You're removing it to facilitate writing.
And this was Ksiva D'Oraisa?
Yeah.
Even though, wouldn't they reuse this board and kind of rewax it?
Yes, the Pasha's assumption is that something which doesn't erase on its own,
it's called Kayam.
It's called. I mean, the Gemara's example of that. The Gemara says there's a Tanai of Kayama because of Nechaz Mashabis. It seems to be something which Batsim, it talks about an ink which doesn't last. Doesn't seem to be.
An ink which doesn't last?
Right.
Why would it be called ink if it doesn't last?
A writing agent which is not permanent. Okay. Vimnofel azotishus, fine. Shteosius. Val pachos mikain gam ken yeshisur. Adonavkimin alinyan chiyuv chatas. So the issue is even if he's going to write, erase enough for one letter. But if he erases it up for two letters, that's chayiv. Okay. Chayiv. The point over here was that his goal was to remove this to facilitate writing.
Excuse me.
Even though even he doesn't plan to write it on Shabbos, but this action is done to facilitate writing, whether it's on Shabbos or not, doesn't make a difference. So we have other malachas, which the halacha is, it's only there's a conditional upon being for a positive purpose. Person is destroying something, demolishing something for the purpose of rebuilding. He doesn't have to rebuild it on Shabbos to be chayav. He just has to demolish. I'm removing this part of the wall wasn't built right, so we're going to break down that part of the wall to rebuild it better. So the breaking of the wall would be chayav because he plans to use it then to fix it and do it better, even though he doesn't plan to do that on Shabbos. Person is tearing something for the purpose of re-sewing it better, even if the planning for the sewing is not for Shabbos, he's chayav. Okay, Novel Dio Ashar Dover Lach Ala Sefer. So, some ink or something, some other liquid fell on the sefer, and so even though it hasn't dried yet, so maybe that's not called you finished putting it there. That therefore removing it is not called mechika. No, it's already called mechika. Since it's there already, it's a problem. If taking it away would be considered mechika. So, you can't wash it off. You can't lick it off. Because that would be you're doing machik. Okay. Also, litin shayva ala sefer l'simin b'mokim shiroi tzilayin bo b'mocher mipnei chashash meruach. A person wants to put a simin on a page, so he has a little bit of soft wax and will just sort of like stick it on the page. The problem is the next step will be that you're going to smooth it down. So a person might come to do meruach, which is smoothing out the wax. So we can't use that as the vehicle to act as a bookmarker because you might come to smooth it out. Okay, so now it's also the shabra uga shakosavla kimin oisius. You cannot break the letters which are on the cake. But Mishra says, what's the lit no the tinnik? But you can give it to a child. Okay.
That's after you've broken?
No. See, even the child's going to break the letter. So, it's this is a rabbanon because now I'm not flicked off. And we have a discussion later on in Shemem Gimel that somebody who's not the father it has no key to stop a child from doing it, it's a rabbanon. Now the child is when it comes to the father. A father has a chiyuv to stop his child from even doing yisurim d'rabbanan because it's part of his chiyuv chinuch. Other adults do not have a chiyuv chinuch on this child; they have a chiyuv from stopping him from doing a d'raisa, but not from doing a d'rabbanan. But the father has a chiyuv, so the father cannot do this. Give this to his child, but a different adult could do that. Okay, so we have the case was you have this. This uga, which letters were written on it, shekosavu out. Now, b'davka k'shekosin al ugos osias midaber akor. This halacha is talking about specifically that you have a cookie and you wrote with honey. You made a letter on top. Okay, so that's what we're talking about over here. So that's when there's a problem. Or even if you had, let's say, a large cookie and you took some of the dough and you made like a layer on top in the form of a letter. So there's the background, and there's the letter on top. Avakashaksiva he may uga atzva betfus abiyadayim shori. Dein shema ksiva aleha memela lo shayich bezemachika. So. One of the systems we're going to discuss later on is a letter which is not, it's just a letter. It's not written on anything. So I have not out of, you have ABC cookies. So the cookie's in the shape of an A, should be the shape of a B. She says, so that's not called. Mechika is, I have a surface, I have something on the surface which I can't write, and I'm doing a mechika by making that surface now usable for writing. So it's Abanas Litlev is the right, so Abanas Litlev is the Rabbana. So if I have the cookie and I have writing on the cookie, so that's a form of mechika. But if I just break the letter, that's not mechika. The we might call that destroying, erase, but in regards to the definition of the malach of mechika, it requires that there's a surface that you're erasing from. So whether you did that by using some type of a form or you were doing it by shaping it by hand, that's not usur. Now, the assumption in halacha is, similarly, if the letters are, you have some of these, like, you know, the Ketan tea biscuits, they have the name written in there. Again, the same thing. When you break it, you don't have a surface left. Unless you would be, like, very, very facile and, like, break just the top surface, you know, but you know, that's not what happens. You break the thing in half. So, okay, oh, I broke the letter, because now there's, where is the surface that you prepared for writing that should be comparable to the concept of mechika? So, therefore, that's mutter. If what you used was a diluted honey, or if it's something which it's a very thin, it's not really significant writing. It's just like a very thin layer on top. So he doesn't consider that a significant act. Ksiva. So it's not called mechika when you remove it. So that's like a different argument. Now the Chazon Ish disagrees with this point. He says the mice, if it's nicker, then there's a ksiva there, so it's a problem of mechika. Okay. So on your cookie or on your cake you have letters, so that's a problem. Some hold that mechika applies to if you would have some type of a picture. I mean, if it looks like it has some form to it, it has some type of a. So, the malacha of roishim, of making a picture, is a told of kosev. So, being moichik, a picture is a told. It's part of moichik.
So then they now have these cakes where you like almost like print out a picture on the cake. You're saying you couldn't take a bite out of such a cake. Or because you're not doing derech, you know, to try and write, then it is mutter.
The Rabbah's point is, if you have a background and you have something on top of the background, so breaking that letter is a problem. Those letters or those pictures would be a problem. If the actual item itself, so over there, it's like an icing on top of the cake. So that's,
right.
That's a problem. But you know, even the flowers are a problem. Forget about the icing. You have a flour.
An icing made, or a flour made out of icing, or.
Right.
So you're saying even cutting into the flour is a problem?
Cutting into the flour is a problem. Now, so the Mishabura, the Havi Mechik, Vaatheno Amanas, that even the Shermos says it's a problem, even though you're not doing it for the purpose of writing afterwards. So it's not the right, so Yisur the Rodami Eka. Even though he has no kavod, it's not his goal. He's cutting the cake. Psikreshu huva osur af birabonis. Psikreshu is also in the rabbonis. Kedmucha b'simen shin tezayin sif dal. Now, so the Mishnah Rabbi is every dagger mavava shemitzad lahakel biker adin azed. The dagger mavava, which is noted by Yehuda, notes on the Shulchan Aruch, disagrees. He does not see this case as being osur. He holds his mutter. Bevio b'shari tshuva. Okay, and therefore, b'yesh lismach alav k'she'eno sherber b'makom ha'osius b'yadoi rak b'fiv derech achila. So I'm willing to accept the opinion of the Dagam Rav Avah and rely on it if you do it while you're eating. So if I don't cut the letters with I'm cutting it, even though I'm going to bite into it and I put it in my mouth, that's not a problem, I'm biting into the letter. That much I'm going to allow. Okay, that's the end of that point. New point. Sefer Shekosav Olav Barashe Chudei Dapa of Oisius Atevis. So you have a book from the library, and the side of the library it says Montgomery County. It says on the side of the pages, Montgomery County Public Library. Now, when you open up the book, you break the letters. So yesh oisim l'poska l'lamah b'Shabbos. When you close the book, you're creating letters. So some hold that it's also to open and close the book on Shabbos. Da'inei psicha shever oisis havik hamochik. Opening up the book is like erasing. V'chein kashanar lo havik hakoisim. When you close it, it's like writing. The Ramah himself in a Chuba's Ramah says it's mutter. Many Achranim agree with the Ramah in this regard. It's made open and closed regular basis. You can't say every time you're opening it, you're erasing. Every time you're closing it, you're writing. That's how it functions. So he says, a minute gets to be makel. Komokum nachon lahakr kasheshu sefer akr. But if you have the exact same sefer, a different version of the sefer, without the writing on the side, I would suggest that it's appropriate not to use that sefer if you have an option of a different sefer. But you don't have any other option, so you definitely can be makel, and the minute gets to be makel. Okay, let's hold it. We finished. Hold it here. Okay.